want the real local news sent right to your device, we can do that for you. Just download the radio.com app. Make 7 and I take it one of your favorite stations, turn on the notifications, and then bam, all the local South Florida break news comes right to you. 7 and I at the ticket is a radio.com sports station. It's Tobin and Leroy. We're live from the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room.
I was just wondering, we get random texts. The butt pick is part of his pre-serve routine. Same thing before every first serve.
Huh?
Nadal.
Oh, he's picking his wedgie?
They say, why does he wear different shorts?
Why at Wimbledon do you have to wear all white? It's just such a pain in the butt thing.
Isn't it called the all-white club? Something like that.
It might be. But
all England club or something like that.
Yeesh. People get fresh shirts, you get to do like a shirt change in the midst of it, or they don't sweat like me.
No. Hold on. I golf with a guy, had a bag with three shirts.
Really?
Because he sweats so much. And he wears long sleeves because he didn't want to get skin cancer. He hit balls before we played, changed shirts.
Wow.
We get to the turn, change shirts. I was like, yo.
Three-shirter.
Three-shirt day, huh?
Crazy. So, I do think of this, Leroy, after yesterday with the Russell Westbrook thing not going down. I do think this does put a lot of pressure on Justice Winslow going into this year. And here's why. I think that it's very similar, and we're going to have similar talks throughout the season of what went down with Josh Richardson and the Jimmy Butler situation last year, to which we were kind of like, do we want to give up $40 million a year for Jimmy Butler? He's going to be old. Do you really think that you can't just have Jay Rich be bargain Jimmy Butler? I don't know. And then the season happens, and he's stepping out of bounds left and right, and he's not having the year that we thought he would have, and he doesn't turn into
Jimmy
Butler.
Man. Wait, and you tell me what age you're supposed to be an all-star.
All of a sudden, we're like, oh, we made a terrible mistake. We should have traded for Jimmy Butler.
You tell me what year of a professional basketball player should he be, like, at the peak of his game?
Okay.
No.
Peak
I want
of his
hear,
game?
No. No,
peak of
to be
game?
The best form of the player
what,
he's going
to
be.
What year are you supposed to stay in bounds? Because I would say Pee Wee. Stay there.
Yeah.
Stay in bounds.
It's amazing.
Stay in bounds.
It's amazing. You.
Hey.
I do the show with you right now. I want to go get a drink. I want to go with all your flip-flopping, with all your.
I don't flip-flop.
Dodge the bullet.
Stay the course. Don't let go of the rope.
What
man.
Course?
The course. The path. I'm serious, man. Justice Winslow.
I'm trying to look at what path you on because it like,
no,
ooh,
it's straight.
We got to get Russell Westbrook. We got dodge the bullet. That ain't the same path.
Yeah, because you got time to marinate on things. You got time to marinate. I don't call that flip flopping. I call that soul searching. You know, you just got to you get more time to think. You can think about the consequences.
Okay, ready? Get this. Out of respect to the royal family, mainly the queen. That's why it's all white clothing.
We're still respecting that old bag?
She's old, man.
She's old as hell. She can't even see.
She don't need to see.
Dude, she looks like a pug.
Here. By the way, same person said the
is
same.
Is that Hugh Grant?
Yeah.
Is he only allowed to do British stuff?
Why is he dressed like Men in Black?
I don't know.
Leroy, most elementary kids stay in bounds. Telling you, not when Fonz was playing Pee Wee, man. They used to put that ball under their arm and run. It was hilarious.
I just wanted him to stay in bounds.
Here.
Now, here's the thing.
Here, answer the question. Jimmy Butler didn't make the jump until 25. Okay, which was
did he jump in bounds? But here's why, though. Okay? Justice Winslow, let's be real about it. Guy talks a big game for himself. Winslow culture. Considers himself a face of the franchise guy.
Like, I don't know what it is about when we interview guys. We had Winslow culture and Deion telling us he was better than Gordon Hayward.
Yep.
Like, all right.
I'm just saying, if you're talking that kind of game, this is the opportunity. The team wasn't going to go all in and push you on the table.
Well, he played point guard mostly last year too.
Yeah.
Okay, and he made a lot of mistakes, but he needs time to grow. The time that a lot of fans don't give, because right now everybody's saying, Josh Richardson, he's a bum.
I didn't say he was out of bounds.
Not a bum. But when he was asked to be the guy, he messed up a lot. And I just can only go with what my eyes saw. I don't know what to tell you. Fantastic shooter. Great defender. I think he's going to fit in nicely with Philadelphia. Be a good player for them.
Here, what happens
first? He's not their one.
What happens first?
Go ahead.
Okay. Russell Westbrook learns how to shoot, or Jay Rich learns how to stay in bounds?
Ooh. Obviously, Russell Westbrook learning to shoot.
Are you serious?
It won't matter because he's not
even. You know why I'm not responding to
why?
That?
Why?
Because it just made fun of you of falling for the Russell Westbrook bait. I'm not falling for your bait.
I'm telling
not
you.
Not falling for it. Nope.
There's no bait to fall for. I just think all I'm saying is it's a big
You're telling me.
You don't think this is a big year for Justice Winslow?
Sure.
Little more pressure?
Here's what you fail to realize. You can only be as good as you are. Right?
That sounds like a Rileyism.
No. Well, I'm just saying. Like, everybody's looking for him to be this player. If he doesn't get there, maybe it's because he was never going to be that good in the first place.
It's not that. I feel like he's done a lot of moving around. He's had a lot of different roles. There's been a lot of slow growth.
He's a Swiss Army knife. Maybe that's going to be his role.
Yeah, but maybe he wants his role to be point guard. I think that he has acknowledged that.
I don't look at Justice Winslow as having wicked handles. You know,
not everybody's got to be Kyrie Irving and hog the ball. He's got great vision. He makes good plays. Yeah. As long as
he didn't even average 5 assists a game.
Listen.
He didn't even average 5 assists a game.
He didn't have the ball in his hand. Like, what did it happen? It happened mid-turn of the year? You look like a beaten man.
I'm just frustrated. Oh, somebody said, is Winslow the new Tannehill?
That's harsh.
I just think because we haven't had the standout star, like the guy that just you see right away, he's a player. Except Bam. A lot of people, even though Bam hasn't done it yet.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of promise.
A lot of bandwagon jumpers with me.
That we take and put that on guys when they were never necessarily going to be the player you think they would end up being.
Yeah, well.
And so maybe, although everybody wants Justice to play point guard, maybe the coaching staff sees him and says, well, this is who he's going to be. We need to.
Well, let's be real about it, though. Like, it's not surprising it got to this point. It was a slow growth. Like, he
was hurt.
No. He wasn't. He's hurt once. I'm talking about his first year. Couldn't shoot a lick. Double crabs. Double big claws. Like, you threw him out there as a big body on defenders, and you know, finish in transition every now and then if you could. Next year, hurt. Next year, starting to get the shooting down a little bit. The fiddlers were still just mind-numbingly. I didn't get it. Why can't you do everything at basketball good except finish around the rim? It didn't make sense. I go out there. It was like a lobster was out there wearing the number 20 jersey. I don't know.
I'm just saying.
Last year it seemed to click a little bit.
Okay, here's my question to you. There's certain players you seem to have a lot of patience and certain players you seem to have no patience.
I don't think that's fair.
Were you patient with Jay Rich?
Yes. I was. I was patient with Josh Richardson.
Is it cloudy outside?
I don't want
us both to get struck by lightning.
There's a difference between criticizing a guy for him having a terrible flaw and not thinking he's a good player. I thought he was a good player, but I didn't think he was a one. Like, after getting the chance to watch him in that situation, I'm like, oh, this guy doesn't know where the basketball is allowed to be. He doesn't know inbounds from out of bounds.
Really?
He doesn't know clock.
Ready for this one?
He gets the scrambled eggs upside in his head.
You can only be as good as you are unless you're bad. Then be the most good bad. Pat Riley.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, radio.com sports station.
So the Marlins are back in action tonight. They are taking on the New York Mets. That gets going today at 7:10. Caleb Wiff on the hill for the Fish. He goes up against Jason Vargas.
There also may be a Dwayne Wade curse. I don't know if you've seen this, Leroy.
No, what happened?
So you know the jersey swap, right?
Yep.
Check this one out.
Oh, everybody who switched jerseys.
All these poor souls switching jerseys with D-Wade.
On a different team.
Different team.
All of them?
All of them.
Well, wait, he switched with everybody, though. He switched with 40-something guys.
All the ones on this page, 16.
Okay, out of 40-something.
Still a lot. Still a lot. Dwayne Wade.
No, you know what that means? He's only switching with good players. He ain't switching with scrubs.
I mean, he did switch with Terry Rozier.
On a different team.
That's right. He says, all I know is my jersey swap collection looking kind of bootleg since free agency started. In 20 years, ain't no one going to believe these players played in these uniforms. That almost makes it vintage. It'll be up in value for him.
Vintage.
You think he kept all those jerseys?
Yeah.
Where are they going?
Jay Rich is maxed out. Winslow isn't. Are you sure about that?
Well, he's younger. I mean, you're talking about age. Winslow's younger than him. They came in the same year, but Winslow's 23.
And he's 20.
Going to be 26.
26?
Yeah.
All right. Watch. Look, I'm not saying Winslow can't be a point guard, okay? But I would say it's about that age where players normally take their biggest jump.
Yeah.
So Jay Rich is – if he makes that jump and he's on Philadelphia – All right.
But what is that jump going to be? Like, do you think he's going to be making big buckets for them being the go-to guy?
He's not going to be the go-to guy.
But that's what Jimmy Butler is. That's what Jimmy Butler was for them last year when they're going toe-to-toe with Toronto.
Is Jimmy Butler the go-to guy on the championship team?
He was the go-to guy for that team.
They didn't win a championship.
Yeah, but they lost to the champions in a 7-game series.
By a crazy shot.
He was the go-to guy.
All right.
Now their team, I will admit, is more stacked.
So using Tobin Simpleton.
Why has it got to be simple?
Because.
Why?
Watch. Work with me here. If Jay Rich takes over for Jimmy Butler and they go to the finals,
yeah,
then Jay Rich was better.
Not necessarily.
No, that's how.
Not necessarily.
The rules keep changing.
No. I mean, he would have to hit big buckets for them late. If he's just along for the ride, then no.
If he's a starter.
No. You don't just to be out there. Like, he can't be TJ McConnell. No, it don't work like that. If he's hitting big buckets for him, then sure. We can play that game.
What are you doing?
You asked me a question, and you tried to corner me, and you failed.
No, because you just lie and take it. Just no. Because, see, I don't remember well, but the things I do remember lead me to these questions. So I'm more than sure at some point you have said to me, so-and-so got farther, so he must be better.
Nope, didn't say that. I did say this year with the Boston Celtics, it's understandable why the Celtics would roll their eyes at Kyrie Irving. When he's like, oh, I'm the leader. It's like, hey, big boy, we got to the Eastern Conference Finals without you. You don't have to preach to us on how to win. So in a scenario where if Jimmy Butler and Jay Rich were on the same team and that team made the finals and Jimmy's did not and he was spouting off like he was the number one, I could understand why that would be annoying. But they're not. They got traded for each other.
Who's going to make the biggest jump this year?
Out of who?
Winslow Justice.
Winslow
or Jay Rich?
I think Justice is going to make a bigger leap, unless he's on the Wizards, in which case I hope he makes no leap, and Bradley Beal makes the biggest leap.
See what I mean? See how every simple question it goes.
Things aren't just this or that. All right, I look at things 3D. All right, I'm in a simulation. I'm looking at things.
Stop.
People are fat-shaming Zion Williamson. That's my next headline.
Hey, they could do all they want. Dude is big. He's Charles Barkley. More athletic.
David Griffin says he came to us and wasn't in great condition. From a cardio perspective, it wasn't a great situation to begin with. So when he took that shot, it was really just from my standpoint more of a caution than anything else to shut him down, because there's really no point to push him in the situation. He's talking about the shot to his bruised knee. Man, that's hard. You're going to just say he's not in good cardio shape?
Look at him. You don't have to. There's certain things you don't have to say. We know, Griff. We know.
I mean, he's out there playing basketball.
Let me tell you something. Some of the most out of shape looking dudes that I have played with have been the most athletic. I played with a guy, Jerry Ball. And guess what? Yes, built like a ball.
Really?
Had some of the quickest feet on the team. It was amazing. So, yeah. Everybody's not going to look like your perfect little cookie-cutter basketball player all the time if they're extremely athletic. Charles Barkley didn't.
Oh, I don't understand how Zion moves the way he does.
Right.
I don't get it.
Right.
It defies logic.
They want him to move like Big Baby Davis.
Crazy.
Ooh, like, geez, dude. They should fine him $1 million for taking clothes off.
Speaking of Big Baby Davis, who's in the Big Three, did you see Lamar Odom had a statement on the Big Three dismissal? Because Ice Cube came out and said that they were concerned about his health, and Lamar Odom said that he was disappointed because he was up front with his health, and that he was disappointed that he found out about it on Instagram, that nobody reached out to him. Nobody told him. Nobody told his manager. They found out via social media.
Somebody said, I'm pretty sure Zion is Booger McFarlane. Yeah, there's a resemblance.
I can't say that.
Why not?
You know why.
No.
I can't say that.
Because he's black?
Yeah, I can't say that.
He does look like... Mm-hmm. Whoa. Zion makes Van Vliet look like Kate Moss. Don't know the tie-ins there.
He's just looking... He's looked like he's enjoyed his signing bonus so far. But as you say, it's the off season.
I don't know, but they play basketball in the off season. We didn't play football. How old is he?
19. No, 18.
Eight. Can we give him a minute? Just a second.
I just don't.
Look, you pick your guys.
I'm not picking it on him.
Look, here's what you do to Justice. Get ready, Justice. You take your time. And then this is what you do with Jay Rich. Hey, anybody got some more juice? This one's bad.
It's not. Look.
That's what you do.
Not my fault. These are the tweets that are coming under the fat picture. Bradley Meal. Calamari Stoudemire. Jamal Crawfish. Joel Embiid. Derek Rolls, Scotty Chicken, Rafid Wallace.
Hey, but guess what? Any of those people saying that, why don't you go out there and try to guard him?
I mean, I know.
Right? Somebody, like, people will say to me, hey, you're not as big as I thought. I say, have you ever tried tackling me? How would you know what the right size of a running back is?
One guy
right?
goes to Kembe Magumbo.
I'm not laughing at no mortals. I'm not making fun of that young man. He's gonna be the star of that team, and we sitting here make fun of him. And I know all those are coming from New Orleans because nobody else know about gumbo and crawfish and all that. So that's terrible. Not even doing it. And you looking for one. You looking for one to try to get me. I'm not biting.
Kyrie Servings.
Somebody said Dwayne Wade.
Chili Cauley Stein. It's so mean. He's 18.
He's 18.
He's 18.
Come on,
man.
That's terrible. What? Look, nope.
Chow Ming.
Somebody say Pelicano Gordo.
Oh, man.
Shane Fattier.
Trevor a pizza.
Taco Tuesday fall.
Oh, man.
Thaddeus Young. LeBron Gaines. Ben and Jerry Simmons.
All right. We'll take a break. We're back after this. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy. We're live from the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room. Tomorrow, you got your June high hands. Went up to $1,000 every 30 minutes with rollovers from 10:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. Qualifying starts at 10 a.m. And then 12:30 a.m. to 2 a.m. Qualifying starting at 12 a.m. We are going to go watch some boxing tonight.
Yep.
In the Seminole Hard Rock Event Center.
The Maze Center. Because it, like, man, there's walls and, you know, you remember how big the hall used to be coming, like, when you walk by the blue plate over there, that hall used to be massive.
You see they start taking down, the fence outside? You can see, what the whole, little oasis looks like. It's crazy, man. I can't believe it.
I can't wait.
Can't believe it. Because I hadn't been here. I wasn't here last week. So now, I come back here and there's, complete changes. You're not here for 2 weeks.
And guess what? Better get in here before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Because the NFL.
Bought that thing out.
Everything.
Crazy. Guitar. Non-guitar.
Building. I think I can get rooms.
Roger Goodell got his own floor.
I think I can get rooms.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You can do that just to challenge yourself?
No, they send out a thing if you want rooms.
Oh, for because you have, because you're a former player.
Yeah.
I gotcha. You never buy tickets, though, right, for the Super Bowl? When's the last time?
Oh. I went to the Super Bowl. The only time I went to the Super Bowl is when I played in it.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Why you give me the stink eye?
Wait, you made the Super Bowl?
No.
Oh.
That's how many Super Bowls I've been to. Sorry. Pick up on it.
I know, but you went too quick. But you made me all say, like, wait. I thought I forgot. I don't know. My bad.
No, you didn't forget.
I was like, wait, did you stay on the Ravens?
No. Really?
Sorry, man. I don't know. Dolphins are going to do it this year. The Rosen one's going to take them. Rosen one.
When we were in the stupid meeting on Wednesday, you were back there talking about if he flops, high draft pick.
Yeah.
And now you just said he could take us to the Super Bowl.
All I do know about this year is I want him to start every game. I don't want to see Ryan Fitzpatrick this year unless it's an emergency. Break class in case of emergency, then I'll see some Fitzmagic. But if that's not the case, Rosen won all year from week one.
Having Fitzpatrick is like having Mariano Rivera, right?
Is it?
Yes.
Except with a cool beard?
No. He's only good for short spurts.
Yes.
So ideally you want to save him in case something happens at the end of the season. Then he could pull a Nick Foles.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
But you don't want to start the season with your closer.
No.
Because then once he craps out, you can't never go back to him.
How patient can they be with Josh Rosen? You know, we're talking about the patience with Justice Winslow and giving him the years. And obviously, I'm going to give Josh Rosen 2 weeks. How patient should you really be in your world? Because you are the true test of patience because you're like the sports Buddha.
Understand this. There's a couple of factors playing into this, okay? For people that think he's just supposed to come here and be great, you might have to read into it a little bit. If he left a terrible offensive line, which
he did.
Okay. And he's coming to another terrible offensive line, which we don't know for sure. We don't know, but based on.
Yeah, we got Wisconsin guy, and we got the gas mask.
Right. But based on what we've been hearing, and again, I don't believe nothing anybody says about a team until I see them play. Okay? Then I can figure it out myself.
Mm-hmm.
But from that standpoint, based on what we're hearing, the offensive line is going to be a struggle again. Is it fair to judge this young quarterback based on those two factors?
It's tough. I think the thing that's going to be hard is the fact that he's not their draft pick. I think you're less patient. I do think that happens.
No, man.
Yeah.
Because guess what? If they could have had him, they would have took him last year at number 13.
But it's in front office, technically.
Okay, well, whatever. But he could have been here.
They could have moved up to get him.
Right.
They could have.
That being said, right, look, there's only a handful of quarterbacks, very small handful, little bitty Zaslow hands or Beast hands, right?
Beast has such small hands.
Beast has little baby, tiny little baby Jesus hands, right? Little hands like that. Now, for us to be able to determine, based on what we know, if Josh Rosen is any good, is not fair to this situation or the situation he was in.
It's just one of those things where I think because you don't have the pick investment in him, other than
but you do.
No, not really, because you got the discount.
So you got the discount on him. So from look at this as a prospect, you got a prospect at a much cheaper cost than what the team got him for, right? But you valued him last year. Some say if he were to go in this year's draft, he would have been the second quarterback taken.
Well, if he was the second quarterback taken by you this year, you know he's going to
No.
If it is, he's going to get 4 years. But because he's already had a year where he was on a terrible team and had terrible stats, like, it's going to be do you take that into account for what he is this year? You're like, well, he was bad last year, and he was bad with this year.
No, I don't – see, you're looking at it as the individual person. I'm looking at it as the position as a whole. Okay, that unless I have a Tom Brady, an Aaron Rodgers, a Peyton Manning, a Drew Brees, or one of these guys, right, me having a poor offensive line is going to be a detriment to anybody we put in that position. But you have to understand that.
Okay, well, the guy we debated left and right for years was Tannehill, right?
Sure.
In your evaluation, because you know, you're going to know better than I do in this. I will.
Right.
Do you think he ended up just being average, even knowing that the circumstances weren't perfect and knowing that his offensive line stunk and knowing that he had bad franchise around and bad defense? As much as you could just look at the guy, do you think he just ended up being a middle-tier – he was just a middle-tier talent guy? Like, do you think that stuff was left on the table with him?
I don't think being a middle-tier – so top 15, right?
Let's say anywhere from, like, 15 to 20. Like, do you think do you think that's where he landed, or do you think he's below that?
Even if he's that, go out and find me a better quarterback. Like, look, everybody can have a top five quarterback. Okay? The problem, the only thing I tried to say was this. If you have a quarterback that's in the middle of the pack, that's fine. You have to build your team a different way.
Mm-hmm.
You can't build your team like you have Tom Brady on your team and he's going to save you with average defense and average offensive line.
Right.
You need a better offensive line and a better defense because you spend an awful lot of money on your defense.
Yeah, and I understand that he's the exception, but ultimately that thing's been kicking your ass now for 16 years.
And you're trying, but guess what? You know what the GOAT means?
Yeah.
That you're not just going to find one in the draft. You're not just going to find another one. So, I don't know what to tell you. Like,
here's what I want you to tell me.
Right.
I want you to tell me that if they stink this year, I want you to definitively tell me that Rosen stinks so I can go draft Tua.
Now,
I want you to tell me that.
Let me ask you a question.
That's what I want.
And here's where
I want your permission slip.
Here's where we differ. Okay? You think that you can tell who's going to be a good NFL player already in college?
He's got the goods.
That's it. That's all that needs to be said.
He's got the goods. He is lefty. And you know I'm very worried about that.
Why?
I just don't
trust
him.
Steve Young was lefty.
We've been over this. It's like five. It's like five guys.
Okay. So understand what you're wishing for.
Yeah, I know. But
understand what you're wishing for. You know who else was a lefty?
Yeah.
Scott Mitchell.
Okay. Listen, there's a reason. I love my favorite quarterback lefty, Mark Brunell. Love Mark Brunell. Love him.
Yeah.
But it's weird. I'm just going to say it. It's weird. It's a weird thing.
It's not weird. If you're protecting, you protect it.
Michael Vick, he was lefty, but he was also the most athletic person in the world.
Right.
Okay? So, to me, I would be nervous about that. But he's got the goods.
You don't even know what the goods are.
It's an it factor. You know, like you just
here we go with the imaginary gifts of an athlete.
You just see it, man. Like
the it factor, right?
You come in on a championship stage like that, and you go and win when things are up against
you. You got it.
You got it.
It. Right.
Now,
I mean, Jameis, you know what? But in fairness, Jameis Winston had it in college and not so much now in the pros.
So did Vince Young.
Yeah, oh, man.
So Vince, did Ryan Leaf.
Did Vince Young have it?
So did Ryan Leaf, Brady Quinn, Tim Tebow.
Nah, like Brady Quinn, I don't know if he had it. He had the packaging, but did he have it?
You don't have it now.
No.
I mean, yeah, man. Like I don't know. Like, I need to see it.
I just want
to. Can I see it? Can I put my hands on it? Then it's real.
I'm just kidding.
If this is an imaginary, like, thing that makes a guy great, like, it, if I can't touch it, put my hands on it, see it on tape, okay, it don't exist.
But here's the thing. I've taken an oath this year not to criticize Ryan Fitzpatrick in football.
You called him fat soon as he signed.
Not the same thing. Not the same thing. I wouldn't critique his performance. I remember the oath. And I want to know, if he doesn't end up being the starting quarterback, what week is it okay for me to call Josh Rosen a bust? But like, before your head explodes. Because I'm thinking, like, week four is, like, the cutoff point.
So question.
But, look, it goes both ways.
He was the 13th pick in the draft?
10th.
10th. Okay.
10th.
So – in basketball, that wouldn't even be a lottery pick.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it would be a lottery pick. Pick's top 14.
Top 14 is considered lottery?
Yeah.
All right.
That's what's in the lottery.
All right. Okay. So.
Like Tyler Hero, lottery pick. And I got something about him later. Excited.
It
goes both ways, though. It goes both ways. Simultaneously, if he goes and balls out, I'm going to call him the Rosen one and say he's the franchise guy.
You called him that already because you are quick to the gun. You are all in all the time right away.
So it has its pluses and minuses.
No.
You can't.
Here's the deal.
I can't just go.
Here's the deal. Here's what. This team is going to be better for one simple fact, right? They're not going to be last in defense. That's a defensive coach.
God, we hope not.
No. It ain't going to be nothing about God, we hope not. They are not going to be the last defense in the league, right? Schematically, they won't be.
Byron Leftwich was terrible left-handed. He was not lefty. He was righty with a slow windup.
Just because his name was Leftwich doesn't – I'm saying, now we have nothing but Tobin's listening to the show.
We have
really?
This, we have this – you know who else?
That has to be minus one.
That's a minus one. Sorry, Texter.
Minus one.
There is a Texter who writes in, if Rosen doesn't win the job, bust. I think that's fair.
Why?
He's taking on a fat Fitzpatrick.
Here's what's amazing. I love these texts, right? But anything is better than Ryan Tannehill. That guy was garbage. No pocket presence and could not throw a receiver open. Really? I'm sorry, John Madden. When was the last time you analyzed a game so you could tell why he was being successful and not successful?
I do analyze this. One, he killed Deion Sims. Okay.
Oh yeah, he did.
He killed Deion Sims. Two, he ended Dustin Keller's career.
Right.
Three.
Ooh. Got another lefty. Pat White.
Oh no.
Speaking of getting destroyed,
that one was a dumb pick. Like, I don't understand it. We're gonna revolutionize the Wildcat. I mean, like,
wait, but and that was supposed to be the guru.
Oh, my God. Lefty, Ronnie Brown. Yep.
All right.
Yep. The last time Belichick was fooled. I have an interesting question, Leroy, regarding Tyler Hero going into this season. We'll get to that next. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Bees. 2019 hurricane season has arrived. And once again, the ticket has linked up with Local 10 to bring you the best coverage all storm season long, from watch to warning to landfall to recovery. Keep it tuned to the ticket for all the best coverage going on here. It's brought to you by BNT Services, protecting you with PGT Impact windows and doors. Just be informed this hurricane season, guys. Keep it tuned to Local 10 and AM 790 FM 104.3 HD2. The ticket, we are here live at the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room. It is packed. Everybody's here in the action.
Yep. You still got another starting time today for this $100,000 guarantee. It is 6 o'clock tonight. 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Day two is on Sunday. So it's $130 buy-in, so it's really cool. You got to make a satellite on Sunday also. Two seats guaranteed into $1,100 Wednesday deep stack of next week. So they have plenty of action going. Whatever level you want, whether you want to play for some big money, you just want to play a cash game, pick your poison. They got it.
They got it going on. So I wanted to this intrigued me, Leroy, because I was thinking about this watching Summer League and Tyler Hero balling out. I'm kind of interested with – assuming he's on the team, because I don't know if they'll end up – you know, if there's a Bradley Beal trade, I assume he's going to be in it. But they wouldn't budge on him for Russell Westbrook. Apparently that was the number one guy that they wanted. They love Tyler Hero. And the Heat ended up signing the contract. You could kind of see that the signs were going towards the direction of this trade talks breaking down as soon as he signed his deal. You're like, bing, bing, all of a sudden he's
right,
doing
that's,
it.
Right, that's kind of what I thought too.
Yeah. So I'm intrigued about this. He's a bucket. The dude scores.
We said the same thing about Duncan Robinson last year.
Here's the difference, though.
Okay,
here's
the difference.
19 years old. He's a
Duncan Robinson, like 24.
He may have his PhD.
Yeah.
He's an old head. Look, Duncan Robinson came the hard way, man. He had a D3 transfer. You know, doing big minutes for Michigan in the tournament. Like that guy worked hard to get where he's at.
We got a lot of guys on this team. We should appreciate that because we got a lot of guys.
And now he's yoked.
Is he?
He's yoked. Jokinson. So I'm still intrigued by this. Tyler Hero's scoring. I mean, it does come naturally. That guy is really good. He finds his own shot, man. He's got handles. He's finding guys open. He's creating openings for himself. It's really, really impressive to watch. Granted, it is summer league, but I will say this: it's clearly his best asset is his scoring. That guy is just a pure scorer.
Right.
The thing I'm going to find fascinating about it is if we do go into this season, Tyler Hero is really going to be the first round pick the Heat have had, who their best asset probably coming into the league is their scoring, and I think that's interesting.
Yeah, because they draft like almost like they've been drafting like kind of the Swiss Army knife, the guy that can do the guy. That
and they've always gone the route of like spoon feeding guys and doing it little by little and sure. Hey, just go guard this guy, and you know that's kind of the identity of the franchise. But if you have a guy, let's just say what we're seeing is real, and that's going to translate. How is Spo going to go and use him? Like, because I remember those Beasley days, and basketball is much more boxed in at that point. It was position by position. He was not closing late. He would go with old trusty Udonis Haslem at the end of games instead of Michael Beasley. They didn't know if Michael Beasley. Hey, that's when his jumper was wet. Do not talk about 2008 Udonis Haslem.
No, that jumper.
That jumper was
don't
wet.
Don't say his jumper. That jumper.
No,
in
his.
The baseline.
It was wet.
Jumper.
It was automatic. Automatic. Okay. Automatic until he stepped on stupid Rudy Gay's foot. Anyway, yeah. You know, back then it was like you had to have a position. Like you had to be a four or a three, and I'm never quite sure what Michael Beasley was.
Right.
And so, you know, a lot of that caused the fact of it – a couple of things. One, that he got the big three, and they didn't want Michael Beasley there for the original stint. He ended up coming back in 14. Mm-hmm. But – They didn't. It wasn't a case where Michael Beasley did not come in here and he wasn't allowed all the shots. It was Dwayne Wade's team,
right?
You know, and so with Tyler Hero, is he going to get that opportunity here to get some buckets? Because that's what he's good at.
Well, understand. When Beasley came, we had somebody getting buckets.
Yeah.
Who's going to get buckets
here? Jimmy buckets.
Okay, that's it.
I don't know.
That's it?
I don't know.
Okay. I mean, they had.
I'm kind of excited about this. I am. What? Don't do the exhale thing. Don't do that.
Because you get all excited, and then something happens.
Well, yeah. If he can't,
and
if he can't
trade
keep
him,
no.
Then, in a month, he could be a bum because you don't have patience.
Yeah.
You have no patience.
No, he's got to have heat culture.
Why don't you have patience with athletes?
I do.
No, you don't.
In fairness.
No, you don't.
In fairness, I go the other way positively a lot, too.
No, you don't.
I do.
One guy.
Who?
Bam.
Yeah, I can't wait for him either. But.
Winslow.
Yeah.
Fiddler Crab. You did not go positive.
Saw what I saw. Saw what I saw. And he named
okay,
it.
But just
he said he had his own culture.
Just because you saw what you saw doesn't give them time to develop.
He named his own culture. He proclaimed his own culture.
I would just like to say, have a little more patience. Okay? I mean, you wouldn't have airplane mode.
That's true.
So.
But airplane mode wasn't getting on the floor, you know, without going and throwing himself at a body and doing all the defensive stuff.
And he is skinny.
Super skinny. He's a pogo stick.
Wow.
He's also not – he's not doing what – like, you could just tell with Tyler Hero, it just looks like he is just natural at this. This is just like – he's one of the roll out of bed.
But that's, it's also summer league, man. Let him get to where the pros are.
I feel like
are.
It's going
to
translate.
Let him get to the big boys and let's see him – if he starts doing it, even in preseason, if he starts showing something with – regular people guarding him, not guys that.
I'll tell you one thing, look, though. One here. Thing that has encouraged me, because I'm just, you know, I'm just me. But Caron Butler, our guy, we love Caron Butler.
Yes, we do.
He said he put up a tweet today of Chris Paul in a Vice uniform. He says, this would look pretty good, but not for Tyler Hero. Caron Butler was on the call of his last game. You know who else was on the call a couple games ago? Vince Carter. Vince Carter says, this guy can contribute right away. That's Vince Carter. He's got some vets that he's impressing, man. And I know it's summer league. I know.
Oh, Federer beat Nadal.
Oh, did he?
Yep.
Well, Federer's still doing the damn thing. Serena, man. Serena getting to the finals.
Serena, but
what
it's
the
not
hell?
It's not the wily, cagey veteran victory she has. She is beating people down still.
Crazy.
Like, holy smokes. I think she would really embarrass him if she just put a little baby. And a little papoose, the little thing
should
right
she,
there.
Should she have to play these tournaments with a baby Bjorn?
Yeah. It's like, what's up? Hey, have a drink of milk, baby. Hold on one second. Get that. Yeah, man, look. I get it. Be patient. You know how the Heat do things. Right?
Well, I know. They normally do things, and they do those small little increments. But it's one of those things
they didn't do that with D-Wade.
Yeah, but it was interesting with D-Wade because D-Wade, they put a point guard initially in his career, and that's something that he wasn't used to because he couldn't shoot.
Right. So that's kind of – I mean, Justice has brought his shooting along.
Yeah.
But are you ready to put him there when you know that you have more bad shooting than good shooting? Not saying he can't build on it.
Yeah, I'm ready to do it because I think it'll be good for a couple of things. One, I think Jimmy's going to be handling the ball late anyway, at least as the team is currently constructed.
You think?
Yeah, he's going to be the guy going to. Yeah. What? The max man?
Man, let me explain.
The man who brought back Heat culture?
Can I please?
The orca?
Let me get this in. All right. I hate to do this to you. Why do people think the guy getting the money has to be the guy?
I mean,
you can only be you, man.
I know, but he was the guy for the Sixers last year. Wasn't Joel and Ben were the stars, but they went to him late.
Well, yeah, they went to him late, but I'm saying, like, you making it sound like he going to be dribbling the ball down the court like James Harden.
No, I'm not saying that, but I think those last shots are going to be for him right now.
There's two guys
and
possibly three. Because everybody say Tyler Hero can get buckets.
Buckets.
So he's young, though. So
Texter
ain't get, nobody going to give it to him.
Texter writes in, Tyler Shabazz Hero. No. No, Shabazz Napier stunk in the summer league.
Deion.
Stunk.
See, Leroy must not know how good Butler really is. That's not true.
Stunk.
That's not true. But guess what? No matter how good any player that's come here, what is the one thing that the Heat have done?
Yeah.
They've eliminated a lot of that. ISO ball.
They've just they always bring these guys along slowly, but normally a guy doesn't come in seemingly this offensively gifted or this ability to shoot and this ability to create offense for himself.
Somebody is mad at
or for others, very frankly. Like he's been very good getting his teammates involved too. It's not like he's just out there
doing
everything himself.
No, I know. Hey, Leroy really can't let us enjoy a damn thing for more than 3 seconds.
Yeah, that's my fault, though. I'm sorry, guys.
Like, what are you talking about?
That's because I feel like if I go in a direction that's like positive, you immediately
have to rein me
in.
No. You don't go like positive. You go unrealistic. You go too far. Like, it's okay to feel good or whatever. But if you come in here talking about it's wide open in the East, we got a chance.
Yeah, but what if
then I'm going to take it down a notch.
But, what if they found the next Klay Thompson?
Okay. You're telling me you find a Klay Thompson?
What if he's that?
But let me ask you a question.
What if they found the next?
What's the chances of you finding that out this year?
I don't know.
See what I'm saying?
What if he's
the reality of it is the Heat don't usually throw people in there like that.
What if he is the next Jesus Shuttlesworth?
That would be interesting. Because
Denzel would, being his father?
No. It would have to be Jesus because he'd be Latino.
Why?
Why, huh?
Why?
Because no white people named their kid Jesus.
There's no white people named Jesus.
No, except Jesus.
If you guys know any white Jesus, it's 67974.
It's Jesus.
We're back after this.